You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And if you're inside today, you're out of the loop.
We're running through landscaping and love stories with Chris Lampton, landscaper extraordinaire, star of HGTV's Going Yard, and season 6 of ABC's The Bachelorette. And to bring outdoor living truly alive,
it's time to grow your veggies. The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener tackles some tips for getting a garden going and getting the kids in the game. We're loving life, and it's all about out.
Right now, my Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're inside today keeping Mark from out on his bike.
But I love being outside, and I want to be out on my bike, both of which I got fixed and have been riding for the first time since our son's been born.
Yes, it's been 4 years since you've been out on your bikes, and it's kind of cool to watch you get all suited up in your little outfit and everything and head on out and to take Jack out on the back of the bikes.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I have a road bike for road riding, and I have a mountain bike. And Jack goes on the mountain bike in his little seat behind there.
Yeah, it's so cute.
We did a 5-miler. It was really fun.
Yeah, it is really fun to watch you guys leave the house. And he loves watching you ride your bike, too. And I'm excited about today's guest because, you know, we're talking with Chris Lampton today from HGTV's Going Yard. He was actually on The Bachelorette as well.
That's right.
And he's from where you're from, Cape Cod.
That's right, and he's a landscaper up there. I got my start landscaping up there. I'm hoping to get some landscaping osmosis from him.
Yeah, and he's a pretty fit dude like you too.
Rock on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm psyched to talk to him.
We'll be talking with him today, and we're also going to be talking with the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener, and we're going to be taking it a little bit inside with him and talking, you know, what do people do when you don't have a backyard to get started growing vegetables.
Right, exactly. That'll be so much fun because I really want to see what his solutions are.
Yes, definitely, for sure.
We have an awesome free stuff on the hook too, the Big Cut prize pack, Rigid's table saw and miter saw.
Yeah, we've gotten thousands of entries already, and the contest has only been up for a little while, and you can enter through August 9th,
which is an awesome day.
Yes.
Awesome day. Also my birthday.
Yes, it is.
And we also have an outdoor project that Teresa and I have been talking about.
Well, I was kind of inspired by, you know, projects that we've seen recently and looking at our playset. And you can go on myfixituplife.com and you can check out our play structure that we built last year for our backyard. And one thing that we didn't incorporate into our play structure was a climbing wall. And at the time, I wanted to do a slide, and I wanted to have, you know, windows and doors and all kinds of things to make little playhouses. So I sacrificed having a climbing wall for having all these other things. And now that I see our son going to playgrounds and climbing all over stuff, and he's like a little monkey like his dad, you climbing on stuff, that I thought it would be really cool to build sort of like a pyramid kind of climbing structure with like a widow's walk kind of thing at the top of it.
Yeah, so you can, platform might be a friendlier name.
I guess. Yeah. But, you know, that kind of, you know, so you can, you know, imagine that it might be like a ship for a little boy or something like that. And that's kind of like a teepee kind of look on the inside. And
totally.
Like a cave or something. So imaginations can run wild. So we've been going back and forth on that. I hope we get to build it this summer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a great spot in the yard for it. So that'll be perfect. And we'll get those hand-over-hand climbing things that you can buy, the handholds, and then we'll do some really fun stuff with it.
Yeah, I'm super excited about building this climbing wall, teepee, whatever this thing is that's going to develop. And we're going to post up probably a video and how-to and photos of it once we finally do it, too.
And I'm psyched to do it because I love these kind of, I'll call it a smaller project, but you get to do all kinds of fun router and roundover stuff that you don't always necessarily get to do on bigger projects.
Especially since it's a standalone project. You know, it's not attached to our house, it's not attached to another structure. So we get to kind of go a little bit wild with it. Kind of like, you know, other projects that we've built outside too. And I think we're going to use Western Red Cedar for this project.
Oh, Western Red Cedar would be ideal.
I just love the way it smells when we cut it and when it gets delivered to our house.
it's the best smelling delivery
I
ever.
I swear, I want to spread my toast with it, like butter. It's like so delicious and dreamy. And you can go to our website right now at myfixituplife.com or go to our YouTube channel, YouTube, and it's My Fix It Up Life is our channel. We've built other projects outdoors like this, like our compost bin.
Like our grill platform.
Yeah.
Check it out. And they're great additions to our yard. They're very easy to make too.
They are easy to make. They kind of use the same kind of rules of like what you would do if you were building a deck or something else. So you can kind of extrapolate and get inspired and build your own project.
Well, we have to extrapolate ourselves into a break. So check out myfixituplife.com and check us out after the break. We'll be right back.
You're searching for a place that's home. What you always fail to find.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simon and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today. And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and it's Fix It Up Fine Time.
Found us. Here we are.
We are here, and I've got a find for you.
I want to hear exactly what it is.
Okay, my first find is not the one that you really want me to talk about because you see it in front of me. It's that chia pets. Did you know you could eat them?
Chia pets. That's the ceramic thing that you grow grass out of?
Well, yeah. You see it every holiday season, and you can buy them at drugstores and, you know, at grocery stores and stuff.
I believe.
And they have all the different shapes. They have heads. They have, like, little pets. They have all kinds of stuff. There's a chia tree.
Okay.
Well, the cool thing is that the seeds are actually becoming a trendy superfood. And they are nutty taste, okay? And they're loaded with fiber, protein, and calcium. People are putting them in granola bars and cereal. And you could also buy them the company that makes Chia Pets called Joseph Enterprises, they are selling bags of these chia seeds at drugstores for like $15 a pound. It's a superfood.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Chia.
Now, does it help with, say, growing more facial hair like I could use?
No, it's actually not hair. It's a seed that it's a plant-based thing. Now, if you want to play with the chia head, and you can put the seeds on him and watch the chia, he'll grow hair, which is his plant head.
I see. Yeah. I see. I understand.
Totally.
Very cool.
Do you want me to talk about the other find that's in front of me that you're really interested in?
Well, I think I'm interested in it. Honestly, I saw a page in front of you with items on it in which I am interested, but I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Okay, let me tell you about it. It is bikinis. That's what I want to talk about.
Bam!
I want to talk about bikinis because I read recently in one of my favorite magazines, Lucky Magazine, about the invention of the bikini.
So far, you have my full attention.
Did you know that the bikini was invented in 1946 by a French automobile designer?
Smart guy. He probably drove to the beach.
And it's because he and some other designers had a contest going between them, among them. Who can create the world's smallest bathing suit? Do you like that? Is that a fun contest to have with your friends?
That is an awesome contest.
And he won. So, Louis, I don't know how to say his last name. I'm not French. R-E-A-R-D.
Rayard.
Rayard. Louis Rayard.
Rayard.
He invented the bikini. And, you know, it's actually one of the most flattering kinds of bathing suits you can wear because the strings are really, they allow for things that other kinds of bathing suits that kind of pull you in and bunch you up and don't really so flattering for like a curvy girl.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm listening. 100% attentive. 100% Louis, thank you.
And, you know, bikinis, you can buy them anywhere. If you happen to find yourself on travel and you forgot your bathing suit, bikini is something you can buy at the drugstore. It's a really easy get.
I see.
Yeah, and you're very supportive of it. And one thing that this little article points out, and there's a lot of pictures of bikinis in the history of bikinidom.
Can I see it?
Later, this segment.
Now.
But, you know, they say in this article, a string bikini says to the world, I'm hot, deal with it. And while there's, you know, t-shirts that you can buy that say that the message is so much more convincingly communicated by four little triangles. So my find is four little triangles and two fun strings.
That's good. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done for the rest of the day.
I'm sorry. How many strings? Because there's two strings on each side of your hip. So that's four. And then you have four up top. So it's eight strings.
It's all up top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Curvy girls.
All that's right. A great find.
Now, is your find more amazing than mine?
My find could not be more opposite than both your finds.
Okay.
It just couldn't be. Mine is called Foot Tube, and it is a footing tube that you buy for deck, fence, addition projects.
Okay.
And you would, for example, want to maybe eat some chia seeds before you did this because you need superfood.
Well, you know, I would want to eat chia seeds if I'm going to don a string bikini, for sure.
And you would probably not want to wear a string bikini, although if you're digging a hole with shovels or an excavator or something.
That would get me in bikini shape.
That would get you in bikini shape, and or the people doing that job would like to see you in a bikini, say, in a chaise lounge.
Seriously?
Watching the work get done.
This is the last time I bring up something like a bikini in our show.
It's just true.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
just true, just
you're
grown
not
up.
Even in the show anymore. You're somewhere else.
This is called, it's called Foot Tube, and I like it for a couple reasons. Mm-hmm. Essentially, if you've ever used those cardboard round footing tubes, and we've used them, they're difficult to deal with. And I've talked with other deck builders and remodelers, and they have the same problems with them. You dig a hole, you put them in there, they don't stay where they're put. They're hard to lay out, all these different things. And they can be susceptible to frost heaves because they are just a cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
So when the ground freezes, it can lift up that tube sometimes as well. But Foot Tube is essentially shaped like an upside-down ice cream cone. Now, that does a couple things for you. One, it's got a wide, flat base, so when you put it in the hole, if the bottom of your hole is level, it will stay level and plumb like you need it to be.
Nice.
The other thing is that there are screw-top lids for it. So let's say you're pouring concrete right before it's about to rain.
Wait a second. It's an upside-down ice cream cone, but it doesn't have a little point. It's, like, flat at the
top. Well, it's cut off. Okay. It's not right to a point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to paint the word picture.
Well, I'm thinking about ice cream cones.
Well, how are you going to get the concrete in there?
That's what I'm wondering.
The top is open.
So I'm on the edge of my seat.
The top is open. Mm-hmm. So you pour your concrete in there like that. You can pour it all at once, so that's fast. You don't have to pour it in lifts so it'll dry or cure. So you've got that. And then from a safety perspective, those screw top lids are good too, because if the homeowner has kids, they're out there, they can't dump stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
So another, and the upside down ice cream or conical shape that these have make it such that the ground can't catch it. So if the ground heaves, the footing stays where it goes.
I like that.
Stays where you put it. So there's all kinds of labeling on it. The sealed tops help keep groundwater out of it. Tapered design, the whole thing.
Well, that will make me feel safe about my deck while I'm in my string bikini eating my chia seeds, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. The kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, and I have a question.
You do? For me? Or for everybody?
How do you grow food if you have no yard?
How do I grow food if I have no yard?
How does anyone grow? The collective you. The royal you.
Oh, the royal you.
Yes.
You're getting a little royal on me.
Yes, I am.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm wearing royal blue today.
You are? Is that why you're wearing a crown today, too?
Also,
I was wondering why you had a scepter. I just thought it was just kind of a gag, but it makes sense
no,
now.
No. So we are actually joined by the Wisconsin vegetable gardener who is going to help us answer that question.
Yes. Holly, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am so excited to talk to you because, you know, it's kind of fun that you and your husband have this whole... Like, you do a webisode, like, every week on YouTube, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener, and, like, really cool tips on watering and planting and also things like making hummus and other things, too.
Right. That is correct.
So it's really kind of cool. So I want to know, my question to you is, for everybody who doesn't have a backyard and they want to get involved in growing their own vegetables, what's some really cool tips to get them kind of started?
Well, you definitely need some containers to grow your food in, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You can find, sometimes you can get people throughout their those big flower containers that you see at the grocery store in the spring, and then by the halfway through the summer, all the flowers are dead, so people put those on the side of the road, and you can grow vegetables in those. You only need about 8 inches to a foot of soil to grow most vegetables. So you don't need a super deep container, a super huge container. You just need something about 8 inches to a foot. And you can even use dresser drawers if you have the space for it. You just take, if you find an old dresser drawer, you just drill some holes in it, put some soil in there. You can grow some food in there. So it's not too hard. You have to be a little bit more creative, and you also just have to be aware of the space you have. But you can grow tomato plants. You can grow cucumbers if you trellis them. That's pretty easy to grow. You can even grow a lot of herbs. We grow herbs year-round, except for like cilantro, but we grow a lot of other herbs year-round just in our kitchen and our windowsill. So
wow.
Growing plants in a container is very achievable.
Now, is there any kind of specific soil that you need, or you get just potting soil? Or dig a well. You don't have a yard. Do you dig a hole in your neighbor's yard, steal their dirt?
I wouldn't do that. We suggest just a good organic potting soil would be best, and that's what we use when we plant containers, because we do have some containers as well as a ground garden just to have them and because we can. So. And also just to show our viewers that, things can be grown in containers. We even took one of those reusable grocery bags, and we put some dirt in there and planted some potatoes, and we have some potatoes growing in a reusable grocery bag.
Oh, so, stop.
Like I said, you don't need anything fancy.
A reusable grocery. Now, you had me at the drawer concept, but the bag, that is out of my... You actually grew potatoes in a reusable grocery bag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
In our Earth Day special, that we showed that. Yep.
So you can go on YouTube right now and you can check out that episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's our Earth Day special where we talk about just different things about Earth Day and reusing, and that is one of them. Yeah.
Wow, so totally thinking outside of the box. You don't have to go...
Or outside of the bag, if you will.
Well, outside of the box, you're in the bag if you're out of the box. And in any kind of container. And that kind of... I think that kind of would speak to, like, kids and creative and, like, science projects and all that kind of stuff, trying to think about growing vegetables and how you can grow them in different ways.
Yeah, most definitely. Kids love that kind of stuff because it's something that... It's kind of on their level. They don't have to, kids can't necessarily turn dirt over, but if you put dirt in a pot for them, they can plant seeds in there and they can watch them grow. And actually, you can even take like a clear container and you can, if you plant the seeds close enough to the sides, you can see grow, through the, underneath the soil.
Like
carrots or potatoes, things like that.
That is really, really cool. I'm thinking about all of the kids that want to be like cinematographers and stuff growing up, and you could do some kind of like...
Time-lapse photography.
Yeah, of like growing your vegetables. That would be so awesome.
That will be your next YouTube video, Holly. It's gonna take 6 months to produce it.
I don't have time for that, but yeah, that would be kind of neat.
That would be really cool for our kid, definitely.
Now, what about like watering and stuff? How diligent do you need to be, or not diligent do you need to be, to keep the plants healthy?
Well, you definitely, if you're not getting rainwater, you definitely want to water your plants, especially container plants, because since they are smaller, they can dry out quicker. One thing that we have learned that if you take some shredded paper and you wrap it in like a kitchen towel, and then you water your plants and you put that shredded paper kitchen towel over the soil, and this only works for plants that have like a main stalk, so like something like a tomato plant in a container, something that has like a lot of different little plants, it's not going to work for. But if you do that and you put that over the soil after you watered it, it really helps retain a lot of moisture.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
And then that material can biodegrade, or you can reuse the dish towel, of course. And and it holds water at the root base.
So you can conserve water too, which is something that a lot of people are thinking about right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Now, what's your favorite thing to grow inside?
To grow inside, probably basil. Otherwise, we had this tomato plant. It was a bush variety, and we got a couple little cherry tomatoes throughout the winter on it. So that was kind of neat. We didn't expect that to happen. So we had kept it inside and throughout the winter, and it kept producing tomatoes. So.
Wow. Now, have you had a, like, beanstalk experience where you've actually had a plant take over your life and grow inside your walls and stuff?
No, not inside, but outside we had a zucchini plant once that couple summers ago that just was, I mean, zucchini grows pretty well on its own, but this thing was just like taking over everything. It was, I don't even know how long it got, but it got pretty long and it was amazing. So.
And then what do you do?
We do have a geranium plant that, I don't even know where we found it. I think we actually found it on the side of the road and we were going to reuse the container, but the geranium was so healthy that it, we'd watered it and kept it in the sun and it grew throughout the winter. And that got pretty big. We had to kind of cut it back. But that was pretty much.
Oh, that's
fun though.
You know, I think you and I are cut from the same cloth a little bit, and Teresa too, because we'll find like a gladiolus or a flower or something growing in the yard where it kind of shouldn't be. And we won't just cut it down. I'll spend all kinds of time transplanting it.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculously small flower.
Yes. It's like the tree that you found in the little
oak tree.
Yeah. That was like
inch tall.
It looked like grass to me. I don't even know what it was, just so random in a bush. And Mark planted it, and now it's got to be how many feet tall?
40 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the maple tree out back.
Yeah.
I did a similar thing with an oak tree. That's in a flower pot on the front step.
So, but I've never thought about...
That was a coleus plant that was planted outside, and we took it in for the winter, and then it got bigger, and then we planted it back outside for the summer. I think we'll bring it back in again for the winter.
Well, Holly, I've got to bring us into a break. So check out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener. Follow them on Facebook, and we'll take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
As the daylight fades on the park, we swear it's been our spring, written our square. What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. And Doris was smashed, she said that she was the bomb. Spend our summer holding on. Cause even though it was a fine print clothes, bags are packed, heading got lost inside the story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees and begging, keep this together. Stage, catch a plane, still remain half a world apart. You meet new faces, you show them your smile. I hope they know you.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect, but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-628-4624 today.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Rhythm is in the sky, blurred eyes. Your arms are out, why can you fly? High above red dreams, double set seams and perfect pitch. For the hell of it is why you try.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And your hair looks wonderful today, I hasten to add.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. Your hair looks pretty good, too.
Thanks. I cut it the exact same way that I always cut it.
You don't cut your own hair.
Oh, no, I don't cut my
but
own hair.
But I do cut our son's hair.
Yes, you do.
I do. And it's kind of an adventure.
That is a wrestling match.
It's an athletic adventure, actually. It's the most athletic kind of haircut I've ever experienced before.
Yes, if you're into judo is part of your part of your hair cutting. But as much as we're into cosmetic improvements, we're also into home improvements.
Yes.
And we are joined by the editor, chief blogger, chief DIY guy.
Yes.
Of buildingmoxie.com, and I hope I get it right, JB Bartkowiak. JB, are you still listening?
That's about right. I'm having difficulty hearing you guys.
You are?
How can that be?
It's like breaking up a little bit.
Oh, no.
How can that be? Well, we can hear you just fine. So
I'll try to push through.
When you hear a pause in the questions, just say anything.
Say anything. All right.
Yes.
I'll go with that. That'll be my stock answer.
Stock answers include, yes, I'd love to do that, and that was awesome.
Also, okay. The $100,000.
Yes, I love to do that, and that was awesome.
Perfect. We'll use that in like all kinds of things. You'll love it. It's great. Now, I'm excited to talk to you because I know you're on vacation right now, and you're taking time out for us.
Well, anything for you guys, no doubt. Big fans.
That's awesome. A really another good stock answer.
Good
Add
answer.
Add it to the list.
Where in the country are you vacationing so I can be either jealous or really jealous?
Well, Delaware Beach, Delaware Shore, probably right down the road from you guys. Right near my partner, Barry Morgan, who is unavailable today. We're out on the job site, but we get to have our annual summit when I'm on vacation.
Oh, an annual summit.
Yes.
I'm going to add.
Now, do you guys wear special outfits?
Special outfits.
We don't have special outfits yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can make some suggestions if you guys need some, you know, advice or...
I'm thinking, considering that we're at buildingmoxie.com, some type of late 70s James Bond villain uniform.
Why?
Just because.
We're good guys.
Well, JB, what are you working on besides your tan?
I think we're here to talk today a little bit about the 106-yard fund, which was a sort of fundraiser we're doing this year to raise money. Thankfully, we've gotten sponsors for it to bring a remodeler to the remodeling show.
Well, that is such
an Baltimore, Maryland, in October this year.
That is really exciting because last year you guys raised $2,200 so that you guys could go to Chicago to the remodeling show, and that's pretty cool kind of thing.
Well, I had the opportunity to meet you guys briefly, you know, right before you went on air, and got a sweet shirt, by the way. You may remember.
Are you wearing it right now?
Yes. No, I'm not wearing it. I got a blue shirt on.
Oh, you framed it. That's fine. Oh, that's totally cool. I understand.
It's up there with the rest of your celebrity memorabilia.
Well, yeah.
Brad Pitt's handkerchief.
Seriously?
Yeah,
that's
I didn't
where
know.
You go with that?
I don't even have any memorabilia.
So the 106-yard fine, you have sponsors right now, and they include American Standard. Is it DAP, too? Who else
too,
is?
And we recently got House, I guess you would say it, the online marketing presence, and Wilson Art.
Oh, wow.
They're high-end laminate line.
That's fantastic.
Super cool.
So you're going to send a remodeler to their remodeling show in Baltimore.
And what does that include? Like travel, hotel, food, stuff like that?
Well, we're going to try to pack it with a little bit of spending money, but I basically budgeted for travel from L.A. To Baltimore round trip, and then also a show-approved housing room. Show-approved room. So, yes, lodging, travel, and a little bit of spending money, access to the show, a pass to the show.
Cool.
And that's about it.
So how can someone find out information about this? If they're listening and they're like, I totally want to go to the remodeling show, how can I apply or find out like when you can apply to be considered?
Well, I'm sorry, Teresa. Yes, I plan to launch the contest or sort of contest, I guess. My partner, Barry, would call it a scholarship fund, but a sort of contest with a blog post around the first week of August. I'd say about August 9th. I'll be doing incremental updates up until August 9th about the contest and what I have. It'll probably be a simple blog post where either someone can nominate themselves, or we could have someone else nominate a remodeler to come, and then we will have a group of judges, and I think I was hoping maybe that Mark and you, Mark and Teresa would help us judge the contestants that we have.
We would love to do that.
Oh yes, we would. Let me get out my red pen.
Now, can there be sort of a way that they have to do like a creative use for one of the sponsor products or something like that, or you know, some kind of, can I make complexify it? Because that's what I do. I complexify things.
I'm going to have to take a nap, JB.
Because that's my role as the wife and the woman in this whole thing, is that I have to make things a little bit, you know, tricky.
Complexify. I love to do that.
Okay.
I think that was a stock answer, no? I love doing that.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I'll do anything.
I don't want to complexify. I want to make it real simple. And I do think that it should be based a little bit on need, you know, growing business. Someone that needs the show. I mean, if you've had a chance to do the conference portion of the show before, there's tons of educational and networking opportunities. And we'll go from there, I guess.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And I don't think remodelers will want to complexify it because, you know, everyone's so busy trying to, you know, make a living and trying to do what's right for their customers that my but if you do want to make something else that's really complicated, come to me. I've got lots of ideas.
Well,
I'll hit you on the side.
I ideate all day long. Like, that's my whole thing. I ideate.
Well, I ideate.
Yeah, totally.
And JB, I hasten to add, I don't know what that means. So whatever she just said sounds terrific. And I support her because she's my wife and I love her. But honestly, I don't know what happens most of the day.
See, that's another stock answer. I support her and I love her.
But I will encourage.
I'll use my wife later.
Yes, nice play.
So, other things that are going on at Building Mark C. Terro, besides, you know, if you're not a remodeler and you're listening to this, what can people find out if they go to your website right now? Or if they, you know, we follow you on Twitter and Google+, and Mark's phone's constantly beeping with your updates.
I pretty much just follow the stream. I mean, whatever comes our way, we try not to pass up any opportunities. We have tons of guest posters from all over the place, different fields, different, studies, if you will.
Sure.
And we just go. Unfortunately, we're not posting this week simply because, you know, the editor's on vacation. We pretty much cover it all, anything to do with home related stuff.
Well, and I kind of like too that you and your wife are actually really involved in, you know, fixing up houses, and you've moved like 5 times, right?
That's pretty close. I think we've moved 3 times.
Okay.
We got the bug. I mean, I got the bug when we bought our first house in Baltimore, and really haven't given it up yet. I mean, it's become a part of life. The missus is has a flip on the market, her first as a real estate agent. So she did one on her own, of course, I'm busy with our own house, which is not yet finished, 5, 6, 7 years into it. But we working on houses is part of our life. It's a fix-it-up life, if you will.
Well, you know, that's exactly how we are, and so I think it's kind of cool to, you know, we always like to hear about other people that are doing the same thing as us, because, you know, we're not all alone. There's so many people like us out there who we're fixing up our houses, and we're trying to raise our family, and trying to juggle all the different things, and we learn so much from sharing.
Yeah.
Well, the juggling is the ticket here. I mean, you know, the girls, I'd love to have them more involved. We have a 7-year-old and 9-year-old, but maybe they'll get it, maybe they won't, we'll see.
Oh, they can totally get involved. Well, I'll give them a list of projects.
Well, I think he means the bug.
They'll get the bug.
Yes,
the bug.
It's like a little disease.
The bug picks you sometimes,
I guess. But there's always something about, you know, your home. Like, everybody needs to have certain kinds of skills to be able to do simple fix-ups around their house, because especially girls, you don't want to have to wait for your husband or your boyfriend or your dad to come over to your home to help you do simple repairs. So, you know, it's good to have a little bit of the bug, even if you're a little, like, princessy, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And is one of your skills, JB, to climb down off the ladder with the paintbrush or the finish nailer or whatever, then jump in your car and immediately go get them at an activity and bring them somewhere?
You know, when you have kids, you have to fit it in when you can, right? Right, Mark?
It's true. It's true.
It's so true.
Now, how is the flip house actually progressing for your wife? Is it on the market, did you say?
It is on the market. They finished up about 2 weeks ago, and it was listed about 2 weeks ago. They've gotten a handful of showings, some interest, you know, insofar as phone calls and et cetera, and some feedback, but no offers yet. I guess it's her first one. She's still, I guess, trying to get the lay of the land. We're very optimistic. I feel like she's got a price right, and it looks great. So I just a matter of time, I think.
Well, I'm pessimistic at the moment because we have to jump into a break.
So go to buildingmoxie.com and follow them on Twitter and find out about the contest, you remodelers, because somebody's going to get to go to Baltimore for the show.
And we're going to go into a break. We'll be back with more of My Fix-It-Up Life.
Stepped outside of your body, would you not breathe? Would you let it open up and let a teardrop fall for joy and for the balance? Balance the girl and tip the boy.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you are inside My Fix-It-Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are going yard.
We are going yard. We're going post-bachelor style, too. Do you like that?
That's right. We're
a little bit of degree in there.
Everybody in our yard, single.
Everybody. No, post-bachelor. Like college, education, you know, post-bachelor style.
Post-baccalaureate.
Do you get it?
I get it now.
Are you down with that?
Yeah, totally missed that. No idea what's happening now. And I'm glad we're joined by our guest from the HGTV show Going Yard, Chris Lampton. Chris, are you still there, or have you run screaming?
I have not run away yet. I am still here. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. And, you know, my husband's very excited to talk to you because he he read up on you and learned that you guys have a similar background. And that always makes Mark kind of really excited and delighted to find someone who's similar to him in the world. And he kind of wishes that he had been, like, part of the Bachelor whole thing, too.
Yeah, they didn't have the Bachelor when...
when you were a Bachelor.
Yeah, but Chris, give us a little just 5 seconds on who you are and what you do as a landscaper on Cape Cod.
Okay. Chris Lampton, I was born and raised on Cape Cod. My dad started a landscaping company back in the early 90s, and now my brother and I have taken it over and... hopefully take it to the next level.
That's very cool. Nice. I like that a lot.
Nice. Now, is it a full service company? Like, you're doing everything from lawn maintenance to construction and installations and design and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do everything from top to bottom. You know, we'll tear out everything in your backyard, put in a brand new yard, from walkways to patios to grass to plantings. You know, we do just about everything.
So not only can people watch you on HGTV's Going Yard with your beautiful wife, but they can also, if they live in the Cape Cod area, they can call you up and say, hey, can you help me out with my yard?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, watch me on a Saturday on Going Yard, or, you know, you might see me mowing a lawn in Dennis on a random day. You can come watch me mow a lawn.
That is so cool. So what is your company's website in Cape Cod?
Say that again?
What is your company's website on Cape Cod?
It is elamptonlandscaping.com.
Okay, and we'll put up a link on our website, too, so everybody can go check it out.
That's for sure. And yep. Prepare for your servers to shut down immediately upon that.
Now, does that happen? Do people, like, set up lawn chairs and, like, watch you? They're like, oh, my God, I can recognize you from TV. And then they just sort of just hang out and gawk at you?
Well, I mean, people recognize my house from being on The Bachelorette. So, like, in the morning sometimes, like, last summer I was walking out to get the newspaper, like, 7 o'clock in the morning, still half asleep. Bend down to pick up the newspaper, look up, and there's a car full of people taking pictures. That's Chris. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, really?
That is so ridiculous. And now you're married married to Peyton, too, does it happen in double? Like, do people just totally go nuts when they see you guys together?
They do, and it's actually, I feel bad for Peyton, because a lot of times, I'm like, Peyton, can you take a picture of us with your husband? And I'll hand Peyton the camera. And Peyton's just like, again. And she's supposed to be like a camera paparazzi for us.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Man.
Okay, so give me the dirt on your yard. So is your yard totally spectacular, or is it kind of like us in our house where it needs a lot of work?
Sort of the cobbler's kid syndrome.
Well, my yard was always okay. I mean, it was never like a landscaper's yard. If you saw it, you'd be like, oh, it's nice, you know. But luckily enough, we actually taped a special in my yard last month. Because Peyton and I wanted to have a wedding reception back on the Cape in our yard, because both my brothers got married there. And since we got married in South Carolina, we wanted to have something in the yard to kind of keep the tradition alive. So we were lucky enough to film an episode of Going Yard in my own yard, and now my yard is incredible.
Wow. You are lucky that you could make over your own yard and do it for not only for your wedding, but for your TV show, too. Like, that's like bam, bam, bam.
Oh, believe me. Every time I walk into my yard, I'm like, cannot believe that this is actually mine. It's incredible, and I love every square inch of it.
Now, who designed it? Was it your wife, Peyton, or was it you, or somebody else completely?
Well, I mean, it was a thing where, you know, Peyton and I sat down and we kind of discussed, you know, what do we want in the yard? We're like, well, we have a huge family. We'd love to have Sunday dinners. We definitely would like some type of huge custom-made dining room table. And we have a huge custom-made dining room table there now. So we kind of, like, brainstormed different ideas. I mean, she kind of gave me input because, obviously, we're a couple now. I need to listen to her input. And 9 times out of 10, her input is a lot better than my input. So,
oh, you're like a dream husband, I have to say. 9 times out of 10.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
Well, I mean, she's really smart, and she's, you know, believe me. And so we sat down and brainstormed together and came up with some great ideas for our yard. And, you know, I helped design it. Then we had a designer who was working on the show who helped as well. And we kind of went back and forth with different ideas and came out with a yard that was perfect, not only for camera, but also for us, more importantly.
Now, is that how you work with your clients, too? Do you just go in and sit down with them and ask them how they want to use their yard and what their goals are and the whole thing?
Yeah. The first question always is, you know, what do you want this space used for? Do you want it for entertaining? Do you want it just to look at? You know, do you want it for kids? Do you want it for adults? And that kind of dictates the next question, you know, like, all right, so if you want it for family, what do you envision yourself doing out here? Do you have cookouts? Do you want to have, like, a game area? So kind of that's how I, you know, weave the questions to find out the perfect yard for each client.
Now, that raises another question, which is you get thrown all kinds of situations, all kinds of different people. Is there anything that you've been asked to design or build, whether it's ongoing yard and HGTV or not, that's just made you step back and take pause and say, are you kidding? This is crazy.
I mean, there's been a few projects that when I'm halfway through it, I'm like, what did I get myself into? It's either like way over the top, or I'm never going to get done in time, or I'm never going to get done under budget. Like even my yard was like that. Like we put in a huge pergola, arbor, patio, table. And when I was halfway through this project, I was like, we're never going to get done in time. I was like, maybe I bit off too much, you know, but luckily enough, I have an incredible crew and, you know, my brothers who work with me are incredible workers and we got it done in time, you know, thankfully.
Wow.
Now, how do your brothers kind of deal with the fact that you're on TV? Do they give you a super hard time when you're working with them on projects for your company?
Oh, God, yeah. My friends and family and brothers, you know, they give me a hard, hard time about it and really just make sure they keep me in check, which is great. I love it. So that way, you know, I don't, like, walk around like I'm like a star or anything. I just walk around like I'm like I have been for, you know, 35 years now, because they make sure that they, you know, don't let me try to get a big head or anything. They're great about, believe me, knocking me right back down to the level.
Now, you older, middle, younger, where do you fall in the order?
I'm the oldest, but I act the youngest.
There you go. Will, can you still take them? Do they still share that from, they still retain that from you terrorizing them when you were a child?
Actually, my brothers and I have always had a pretty good relationship. I'm lucky enough that my brothers are they're my best friends, and like we work together, we hang out all the time. You know, they're cool people. I love them, and I love that I get to work with them, not only on the show, but in real life. And, like, their wives and my wife are, like, best friends as well. And it's, we're actually very lucky, man. It's very, like, Leave the Beaver type of thing going on.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. Okay, so I have to go back to The Bachelorette. Now, how did you get to be a part of that show?
Well, I got to be a part of The Bachelorette because we were actually working at a house in Yarmouth, next town over. And the lady whose house we were working on was an avid Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. And at this point, I was single, and she listened to my whole life story, could not believe that I was single, took a picture of me and sent it in. And because of her, I got on the show.
Now, did you do extra special projects for her because of that?
Well, you know, maybe she wishes, but no, I didn't do anything special.
All right. Like, she was asking for, like, a regular deck or something, or a patio, and, like, you just, like, went all out and went crazy.
Let's deck this with platinum.
Yeah, I'm going to do, like, all gold-plated fixtures in her backyard now.
She's living large.
No, I mean, it was one of the things where, like, I never watched the show before I was on it, and, like, I thought she was just crazy. She was like, oh, yeah, I want to send you in for this show. I was like, all right, whatever, lady, just go right ahead. As long as you pay me when I'm done with this job, I don't care.
That's great. And then you were working without your shirt on, and then you said, I'm going to put my shirt back on because her shades are drawn.
Well, you know, it was a really hot week, and I definitely did have my shirt off. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You got to. That's how you keep the tan.
So for everybody else that, you know, does landscaping work, take your shirts off because maybe your customers might make you famous someday. I just want to say.
Yeah, that'll probably happen.
Unless you're a lady person, well, don't take your shirt off.
So Chris clearly ascribes to the rule that I follow in my life. Sun's out, guns out.
I know.
Believe me, today is a perfect day for sun's out, guns out. You kidding me?
Oh, you're killing me.
So you and your wife are going to be doing a race, what is it, in August this summer there in Cape Cod?
Yes, we are.
tell me a little bit about that, because I know you have a track and field background. And I want to know how fast you are. What kind of time do you think you're going to put up?
Well, this is a 7 mile. This is a 7 mile race, mm-hmm. a Falmouth Road race. I'm running it for ALS. My mom passed away from an ALS disease, so mm-hmm. you know, this is my third year in a row running it, kind of in her honor to raise money for in her name. And so it's not really about time. That the Falmouth Road race is just kind of a fun race, and the first 2 miles, it's really hard to get a good time because it's a really thin road. So I think last year my first mile was like 11 minutes just because there's 15,000 people who run it. So you can't really weave your way through everybody. But I still got, I got under an hour, which is good. I'm hoping for like closer to 50 minutes this year. You know, that's my goal, I think.
Now, people sign up to participate in this race still?
The Falmouth Road Race is actually, there's the second, I think, hardest race to get into in the United States, I think, behind the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, it's a premier.
Really?
It's the most famous non-marathon race.
Well, how did you be able to do this race then?
Compassion Care ALS, which is this company that helped out my mom a mm-hmm. great deal, they have like, I think it's like 15 numbers or 20 numbers every year. Because if you're raising money for charity, the race gives you a certain number of numbers. Mm-hmm. So I get one of those numbers, and Peyton is actually getting one of those numbers, and we help raise money for their company, for their organization, and we run in wearing, you know, wearing their name on our shirt and try to raise money for them.
Is now, there some place someone can go to donate or help out when they hear this show?
Yeah, like on my Facebook account, I have posted the link to the Falmouth Road Race, where you can donate, you know, in our name and for this charity that I'm running for. So it's a, you know, it's a great cause, and it's, you know, ALS is a terrible disease. Took my mom away way too young, and I try to do everything I can to, you know, keep her spirit alive, keep her name alive, and help out other people who, you know, have ALS like she did.
Well, that is just fantastic, and I'm really sorry about your mom. And for everybody listening, you definitely want to go to Chris Lambton's Facebook page and follow him on Twitter, because you guys, you'll be tweeting out information too, I'm sure, about the race
definitely.
And how you can get involved and help you raise some money in her honor. So we have to go to break.
We have to run. We have to run to a break. Unfortunately, it's not on the coast of Falmouth, Massachusetts. Chris Lambton, thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you, Marcus Teresa.
Pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory. But I'd like to wait and see.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are at the end of our show.
And
don't forget, we want to hear from you guys. So send us your questions, because we want to help you with your projects. And we want to know what kind of projects you're working on, too.
Send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
Or share those projects and the questions on Facebook at My Fix It Up Life.
And on Twitter at My Fix It Up Life.
See a theme there? Check out our videos on YouTube and on Blip TV.
See what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Download our free My Fix It Up Life app for iPhone, iPad, and Android.
And listen to all of our 100-plus My Fix It Up Life talk episodes on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And don't forget to check us out next week for more home improvement fun
on My Fix It Up Life.
White dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. Might be
the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see.